Drug overdoses, mostly involving opioids, killed more than 1,200 people in Philadelphia last year. City officials hope that launching the country's first supervised injection facility will save lives. WHYY's Bobby Allen reports that without the support of top state officials, the controversial proposal is more vulnerable to a federal crackdown.
Opening a site where people can legally inject drugs under the eye of trained clinicians has the support of the mayor, the district attorney, and Philadelphia health officials. Studies have shown that in countries that have tried it, the supervised injection facility results in fewer overdoses and helps get more people into treatment. But Pennsylvania Attorney General Josh Shapiro and Governor Tom Wolf, both Democrats, are not supporting the idea. They say it would run afoul of federal law. Leo Beletsky is a lawyer and drug policy expert at Northeastern University.
I think that the legal concerns, frankly, are a smokescreen for something that they see as politically unexpedient.
Beletsky says one possible avenue to put the site out of the reach of the feds, having state officials act administratively, basically creating a new statewide rule approving the practice. He outlined this strategy in a paper a decade ago.
I'm so depressed that we're still talking about this issue 10 years on.
98 supervised injection sites, also called safe consumption facilities, have opened around the world. None have opened in the U.S., though there have been some underground efforts. Beletsky thinks one reason the attorney general and governor in Pennsylvania are not willing to get on board is fear of losing law and order voters who may be skeptical of the government sanctioning a place for people to use an illegal narcotic. But, he says,
the federal statute was never intended to apply to something like this. Safe consumption facilities are not crack houses.
A spokeswoman for Philadelphia's U.S. attorney says the office is studying the issue and will release their position soon. But the former top federal prosecutor in the city once derided the idea of a safe injection site here as, quote, a self-suicide site. Bobby Allen, WHYY News.